Coisa levanta
bem. Good morning. I'd like to thank the organizers for inviting me to participate today. I've always enjoyed coming to the Tri-Societies meeting. I think that there is, you know, the excellent science that you're doing. There is an awful lot of science in there that is appropriate for NSF. And I hope that today I can convince you that if you think a little bit more broadly about your science, that you may find a home for your proposal at the National Science Foundation. So there is a recognition on our part, on the part of program officers at NSF, that you pre-eyes really relate to us like a black hole. There's a lot of questions that you have about the organization, a lot of questions you might have about proposal submission, and so hopefully by coming to these grantsmanship workshops, we can help dispel some of those questions. So just a brief overview, the National Science Foundation was created in 1950 as an independent federal agency. Our goal is to fund the basic research in all of the sciences except for the medical sciences. Last year, in fiscal year 2011, our budget was around $6.8 billion. And here our mission, again, in brief, is to fund basic research in all sciences except for the medical sciences. That is the purview of the National Institutes of Health. And we also strive to support the training of the next generation of scientists. So here's an org chart. I think what's most important about org charts is to understand that, at least for NSF, that there are seven research directorates. The biological sciences, I am a member of the biological sciences directorate, computer and information science and engineering, geosciences, mathematical and physical sciences, social, behavioral, and economic sciences, and education and human resources. All of these directorates provide funding for basic research. In the Directorate for Biological Sciences, we have four divisions as well as a virtual division. There is the Division of Biological Infrastructure, Division of Environmental Biology, Integrative Organismal Systems, and you'll see that the Plant Genome Research Program, for which I am a program officer, resides in the Division of Integrative Organismal Systems. And then there is the Division of Molecular and Cellular Biosciences. Within each of the divisions, you'll have specific clusters or programs or sets of programs which have particular research focuses. So with respect to the science funded by NSF relative to funding by other agencies, I think it's really important to stress that NSF funds basic research. We are much more upstream of the other agencies, both federal and nonprofit agencies. And so we are not, at least in the Biological Sciences Directorate, we are not about translational research, that is, to take an idea and test it out in the field to create a crop, for example. We are not the agency that you would send your invention to actually have some utility. We are upstream of that. So the types of funding opportunities that we have at the National Science Foundation, we fund basic research, and those are the core research programs in the seven research directorates. We do have special emphasis programs, which are presented to the community as solicitations. And then we have training programs as well, which focus specifically on training. And within all of these programs, we have other types of funding opportunities. If you have an NSF award, you will be able to apply for supplemental funding to those. So what are the first steps in preparing a proposal? And just to give a little bit of an overview of NSF's review process. So what I always tell beginning PIs and young investigators is to ask yourself the following questions. What do I want to do? What do I need to do it? And then where do I go to get what I need? And once you've asked yourself those questions and have an idea of what the answers are, then the next step is Well, to play the game, right? So how to change the odds in your favor. And so the next few slides, I'll give a brief overview of how to some tips on how to prepare proposals and a little bit about the proposal review process. So the first tip I have is to actually, with respect to proposal submission, follow the instructions. The NSF website has access to the grant proposal guide, which will give you all the information you need to prepare that proposal and submit it to NSF. And I know you are dealing with the bureaucracy, so we always say, quit wishing that it wasn't, and just ask us for some help, because we are here to help you navigate through all of the bureaucracy. So the parts of the proposal, very similar to other proposals that you might submit to other funding agencies. What I think is important is that there are some restrictions for NSF proposals. So for example, the project description itself is a 15-page max in general. And special documentation, such as reprints, preprints, letters of support and endorsement are not allowed. And in some cases, if you submit that with your proposal may be returned without review for being non-compliant. That is the worst thing that programs want to do. It is absolutely the worst, and we feel really badly when we have to do that. But it's the rules. So the next step is to submit that proposal through Fastlane. Fastlane is the NSF's interactive computer system that allows you to submit proposals, access your information, reviews, etc. So here's where you would submit your proposals. Here's the proposal review module. And importantly, we have an 800 help desk, where you can talk to a specialist who can actually log in and pretend they're you. And they will see exactly what you see on your screen and can help you navigate through the submission process. And we are open until 9 o'clock Eastern time. So they're there for quite a bit. So in a nutshell, here is a timeline for what happens to a proposal. So we assume that you're going to have about 3 months that you're going to be writing that proposal, and then you submit through Fastlane. Between the time that their proposal is received at NSF to the time that a recommendation is made and approved at the directorate level, it's about approximately 6 months. And during that 6 months, we will process your proposal, look to see if it's compliant, that you have all of the component parts of the proposal that are required. And this is important because if you don't, the review of your proposal will be compromised. And that's why we do this a compliance check. We then send it out for a combination of mail reviews and panel reviews. I should let you know that there are a minimum of 3 reviews that are required for us to make a recommendation for funding. So important factors that I think you should consider when you are putting together your proposal. The first, and this is what is very different for that distinguishes NSF from some of the other agencies, is that we have 2 review criteria that has been given to us by the National Science Board, who is the governing board for the National Science Foundation. And those 2 criteria for review are impact, intellectual merit, and broader impacts. So I think you understand what intellectual merit is. That is about the science, about the proposal, about whether it's creative and innovative, original, your qualifications, and whether you have the skills necessary to carry out the work. And also, you might know now that the National Science Foundation requires all proposals submitted to us to have a data management plan. I think what does distinguish us from the other agencies is our broader impacts review criteria. And part of that is, for example, potential benefits to society. So to other agencies, you might say that we are going to, for example, identify a QTL for a specific trait, and it is to use that QTL to improve the crop. For NSF, that would be a broader impact. The part of that work that we would be interested in supporting is the part which was prior to understanding and getting to that QTL. What is the biology behind that QTL? What are the mechanisms that regulate the expression of the trait? That's where we are. Okay. Also, for us, broader impacts is not just whether it gets out to the field. For us, it is the training of students. It's not necessarily the training of breeders, but it could be. If you have a technology and you want to have workshops, that is part of the broader impacts. But when we talk about training, we're talking about students, we're talking about postdocs, and young investigators. Also, with respect to now with all proposals, we are interested in making sure that the results from every proposed project that we fund is disseminated broadly. So the merit review process, we do have a panel review. The panel is composed of researchers who are active in the field. Often these individuals have been funded by NSF. We usually have 2 to 3 panelists write written reviews, and they submit it through Fastlane. They are then allowed to see the other reviews for that proposal after they submit their own review. They then come together at NSF, and they discuss your proposal. We ask them to focus solely on the science of that proposal. We ask them not to compare between proposals at that moment. They have an opportunity to do that at the end of the panel. So we instruct them to focus solely on the science. What makes a proposal competitive? Well, clearly it's good science, solid science. You have the qualifications of the PIs. There is an adequate introduction and enough scientific detail with regard to the experimental plan that the reviewers can actually assess your plan, your strategy. We also ask them if they can discuss in panel whether they think that this work, if it's successful, will have broad impacts, will provide significant new insight into a process, for example. Why do some proposals fail to get funding? Well, you know, generally it is because there's not enough experimental detail so that the reviewers can assess it. There may be an absence or a clear articulation of the ideas and hypotheses. There may be, you know, don't second guess yourself. Always try to propose what you think is necessary to be successful. Don't think, oh, well, you know, they only fund this much per project, so I'm going to tailor my proposal to do that. Well, the reviewers are going to figure that out. They're going to say, oh my goodness, they want to do all of this work with this little money? You know, that's they're really being overly ambitious. Let's see. And then the resources and facilities are not in place. So you really have to articulate how you're going to carry out this work and what you need to do it. Again, those 3 questions. What do I want to do? What do I need to do that work? And how do I get it? So if you do find that you've submitted and it's not funded, don't despair. Stay calm. I usually tell people that you should read your reviews and then set them aside, because it is personal at that moment. And so you need to set it aside, come back to those reviews a little bit later, and try to find the major concerns that are discussed in many of the reviews, not just one, because you'll find that there are a lot of minor concerns, it's really the major concerns that you need to address. Always call your program officer. They have actually information regarding the panel discussion that may not have been conveyed in the panel summary. I can tell you that in our program, we have one of our program officers, generally it's me, take court reporter notes. So I actually write down everything that I hear, and I don't distill it, so that when we go back to the notes, we can actually read those notes and say, I remember this discussion. I can help the PI understand what this comment in the panel summary is all about. And then rapid resubmission does not help. You really need to stop, again, stay calm, think about what the reviewers are trying to tell you, call your program officers, and think about how you want to craft the resubmission. And then finally, just some tips. So network. Talk to your colleagues. Have your colleagues read your proposal. Not just the people that understand what you're doing, but someone who's outside your field and who can read it and say, I understand what you're trying to do. I understand your question, and I understand what you're trying to do. That would be a good thing. Think strategically, think broadly. In these tough economic times, it's better to cast a wider net and try to think of different alternative ways to fund your research. Offer to review proposals or serve on panels. That's the best way to understand how the whole process works. And then always remember that program officers are here to help you. I've had people say that they're really kind of scared to call us, to bother us. That is our job is to help you, just like the donkey is carrying the person. We're the person who is designated to ferry you all through the whole process. And it is our job to find a place for your proposal. Oops. So this is my contact information. I will be here for some part of the afternoon, and you are always welcome to give me a call. So thank you. Okay.